Today I'm speaking with Acting Senior Sergeant Phil Ahrens of Moreton North. And today we're talking about road safety during the Easter break and also some home safety tips if you are going away after Easter. And we know that it's been a good Easter, but not to worry. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, with school holidays happening and on our roads are pretty busy, what are some of the messages that you'd like to give people that are travelling at this time?
Well, safety on our roads is always a priority. However, Easter is also a very busy time on our roads, and we just hope everyone makes safe choices when travelling these holidays. We've already seen 80 lives lost in Queensland roads in 2026, which is a real tragedy, with seven of those being in the Moreton district alone. We encourage people to practice patience, especially also with the recent wet weather. And throughout the holiday period, we'll be focusing on combating the Fatal Five on our roads, especially on the Bruce Highway and the Diagula Highway, which traverse the Moreton district.
Phil, we talked prior to Easter a whole lot about the Fatal Five. Let's go through them just one more time, because I think we need to talk about it quite a bit.
It's always good to reiterate what they are. The first one is speeding, which is a major factor, often in fatal traffic crashes. Even just 5 kilometres over the limit in a suburban area is enough to double the risk of a casualty. Often the faster you drive, the less time you have to react to hazards, the longer it takes to stop, and the more likely you are to be involved in a serious traffic crash. Speeding doesn't mean often that you'll get to your destination faster. It simply means that you may not get there at all. Secondly, drink and drug driving. More than 1 in 4 drivers and riders killed on Australian roads have a blood alcohol content exceeding the legal limit, which is quite scary. Being under the influence of drugs is similar also to driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.1 to 0.15, and 0.15 is 3 times the legal limit. If you plan on driving, we often say to people, just make sure you plan on having a safe way to get home. Third is seatbelts. This is really a no-brainer. Failure to wear a seatbelt is one of the leading causes of road crash death. Unrestrained drivers and passengers are 8 times more likely to be killed in a road traffic collision. Fourth is using your mobile phone and distractions generally. Using a mobile phone whilst driving is highly distracting, as we all know, and can increase your risk of a crash fourfold, even when using a hands-free kit. Sorry, my device just cut out then. Finally, driving fatigued. Falling asleep and crashing are often severe crashes, resulting in serious injury and death, as a driver makes no attempt to avoid the crash, obviously, because they are asleep. A driver who's been awake for 17 hours too, which this is an interesting statistic, often has the driving ability similar to a driver with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05. And often that's something we don't consider. If you're driving a long distance on Queensland roads, we encourage you to take a break every 2 hours for at least 15 minutes to recover.
Senior Sergeant Phil, what other advice do you give the road users?
Well, Rosemary, we don't want to see any more lives impacted by traffic crashes this Easter school holidays, and we're just encouraging everyone to slow down, drive responsibly, and drive to the conditions. I often say when talking to drivers, manners won't cost you anything and patience won't cost you anything. Fatal traffic crashes not only impact those families involved, but the community as a whole, and often the emergency services officers, including our staff, my staff, that have to attend. It can have a real impact on them. Often by making poor decisions when getting behind the wheel, you're not only putting yourself at risk of death or serious injury, but also your passengers and other road users and even pedestrians. Just encourage people just to make better choices on our roads and ensure that you get to your destination safely. And we just want you and your families to have happy memories of Easter, and that a tragedy, a road tragedy, isn't one of those memories. Plan your trip if you're travelling long distances, and you can find the Driver Reviver Stop interactive map at driverreviver.com.au.
Now, Senior Sergeant Phil, with people travelling away, obviously during this period, what tips do you have for them about their homes and owners regarding their home security? Because it's not just about driving, it's all the other little bits as well, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And there are a few things that people can do when they're going to be away from their homes for a period of time on holiday. Often making it easier for an offender to be seen by neighbours is a good tip. So you could cut down trees around your entry. make it difficult for an offender to gain entry, lock your doors and windows, and if you have CCTV cameras, just make sure they're working and recording. Not only is that a good deterrent, but it also makes for good evidence for us if we are following up an offence in the future. Yeah. Also, make it difficult for an offender to exit the property. That can involve locking your doors, like I said, but removing keys from inside the address as well. And that makes sure that they're not able to get large property items from inside the house. If you're going away too for long periods of time, let your neighbours know to keep an eye out. Take the keys to any spare vehicles that might be left in the address so that an offender can't use that to steal the car. And just have someone, perhaps a neighbour or a family friend, check your property every so often just for its own security, and also to collect your mail, as that just is an easy tip often for an offender to let them know that someone isn't home. Locking doors and windows as part of your daily routine, and being conscious of where you place your personal valuables, such as keys, jewelries, and mobile devices, are all positive security habits that we encourage. And you can find all types of helpful information on home security on the QPS webpage at the QPS Crime Prevention. If you're staying at home, we encourage you to report any suspicious behaviour also that you may witness. Often neighbours are the first people to notice something happening in their street. If there's a crime happening and you're watching it happen immediately, you can call 000. For anything else, you can call PoliceLink on 131444. You can also use the online suspicious activity form 24 hours a day at www.police.qld.gov.au/reporting. You can also report crime anonymously via our Crime Stoppers website or call 1-800-333-000 to do that as well. Just generally, we hope that you have had a safe and happy Easter, and our officers are going to continue working throughout the school holidays for the remainder of them to ensure our safety on the road and also your property safety too.
Senior Sergeant Phil Ahrens, Officer in Charge of Moreton North, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us today and really keeping our community connected and safe. And if anybody wants to listen to this again, pop onto the 1015fm.com.au website and you can hear Phil tell us what we should be doing to stay safe for us and also for the people in our lives. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks very much, Rosemary.